Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today's episode, inspired by the words of Audre Lorde. Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. Hello, motivators, and thank you for stopping in for this Friday reflection. Now, you can tell by the length of this week's episodes that our guests had some important ideas to share, and these three guests, over these four episodes, spoke with such heart about self-care. I could not do justice trying to summarize all of the powerful points made by Kirsten, Stephen, and Kate, but I will tell you that if you need to make self-care more of a priority, you should listen to some or all of these episodes. Kirsten Nussgruber is a two-time cancer survivor and a health and wellness coach who works with people on balancing their body, mind, and spirit. Kirsten brought some very interesting ideas to the table, one being that her illnesses were meant to teach her lessons. She shared with us details about the complicated relationship she had with her mother and her decision to try to heal herself from this emotional pain of it, while both she and her mother were battling cancer diagnoses. Uniquely, Kirsten's way of caring for herself was through past life regression. If you find past life regression as fascinating of a topic as I do, then you will enjoy this episode, and you will understand why I encouraged Kirsten to elaborate on this experience, and I made the decision to extend her interview to two episodes. I found Kirsten's advice at the end of part two very powerful, and I'd like to share that with you here. This is what Kirsten said. The challenges in our lives, the crisis in our lives, the difficult times in our lives are there to actually push us forward, to catapult us forward. And they're sent to us because the universe knows we can do it. So if the universe knows we can do it, then you know, who the hell are we to not believe in ourselves that we can actually do it too? So turn it around. Of course, when you initially have that challenge, you need to kind of digest that first. And we do that with the typical emotional reactions, and that is absolutely needed and fine. But then we kind of come out of that like a phoenix rising out of the ashes. She says to make the intention to the universe, and I quote, "I am open and I am ready to learn and receive." The second guest of the week, Stephen Perlman, really surprised me, I have to be honest. Stephen is a keynote speaker as well as a seasoned salesman specializing in insurance and investments. He has been in his own business for much of his career, and he talks to a lot of people. You could say that networking is his life. However, he was genuinely happy that for once he could talk about his passion instead of his business. Since he was a teenager, Stephen has been in love with sailing. He uses such beautiful imagery to describe what he loves about sailing and why he needs this in his life. That sailing adds balance to his high-pressure, high-paced work life by slowing it down and connecting him to nature. If you or anyone you know needs a reminder that there is more to life than work, than corporate life, than parenthood, entrepreneurship, caregiving, or anything else that drains you, this is an episode for you. I ended this interview genuinely happy that Stephen found this outlet in his life and that he found it so early in life. It was a great reminder of the power of passion and that we all deserve to have that space in our lives. Kate Burns was the third guest of the week. Similar to Kirstine, Kate is also a health and wellness coach, but Kate's focus is women who are suffering from fatigue and burnout. And she does this through nutritional education, emotional support, and the promotion of radical self-care. Gentlemen, though, do not feel left out. You can A, apply all of what Kate talks about to yourself, and B, gain some serious insight into the minds of women through this episode. So my advice is, enter, but do so at your own risk. Kate and I talk about many key concepts that surround stress and self-care, and she gives incredibly valuable resources that you can find in the show notes to that episode. It may be the longest episode I've recorded yet, but I didn't want to edit anything because if you are in need of self-care, you will want to hear every word. So I could tell you here, when discussing self-care, that too often people put themselves last, that you need to give yourself permission, that you need to put the oxygen mask on before you can help anyone else. But my guests did such an amazing job, a thorough job, of showing this to you this week that there's very little for me to elaborate on this front. What I do want to talk to you about is which episodes you listen to and why. For example, you may be drawn to one or two of the episodes here, and maybe you think Stephen's won't add value to you because you're not in corporate, or Kate's won't add value to you because you're not a woman. If that is the way you are utilizing this tool, and I hope that Motivate Me has become a tool for you, then you may not be maximizing this show to its capacity. So often, listeners tell me that they start an episode and think, this isn't going to relate to me at all. But then they give it a few minutes and find that it actually does. Because what happens is they realize that while the guest may have had cancer and they never have, they do have that complicated relationship with their mother or their sister. This goes back to the concept that we are all connected. We are all connected because we travel the same paths. We just wear them each differently. We are all connected because we are here to learn the same lessons. I would like to teach a lesson to you now. This is not a new idea. Very little of what I talk about is. But I would like to teach a lesson to each of you who feels that you do not contribute much to the world, that you are not an important player. Maybe you live a simple life. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe you don't have high career aspirations. You never started your own business, never invented anything. You're not a celebrity. You didn't cure a disease. You are special, and you do impact this world. I don't care if what makes you special is your chicken pot pie. I love chicken pot pie. Do you know how happy a great chicken pot pie can make a person? Yes, actually you do. And I am sure you have a whole story about where the recipe came from and different times that you made it for specific people. The love in that chicken pot pie could have cured an illness, mended a broken heart. It could have made someone feel loved who didn't even love themselves. It could have made someone feel seen and understood. And yet, you may feel that you do not impact this world. Oh, I am sorry, but I thoroughly disagree. That chicken pot pie could be the one you make in the kitchen with your children or nieces and nephews. It could be the very memory they hold dearest from their youth. The softness of the dough, stickiness of the filling, the warm aroma that fills the kitchen, the toothless grins, the fighting over the last piece, the full belly grogginess. Long after you are gone, your chicken pot pie could be what brings everyone around the table. It could be what sits on the table as they talk about all of their favorite memories of you, about all of the times you made your chicken pot pie, and how this one is good, but it just doesn't taste the same. Ladies and gentlemen, please ask yourselves today, what is my chicken pot pie? Because you already have one. Please remember that you motivate me. I'm Lynette Rendette.